As I said, good news story for Carlton. They've had plenty of good news stories right throughout the season, but Jack Silvani is going to make his debut for the Blues this weekend. And Stephen Trigg, the Blues CEO, joins us. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Matt. Hi, Rowan.
That is fantastic news.
It is fantastic news. He's been in great form. He's had, as people know, bags of four and two, and he's earned it. He's certainly earned it. And for it to be a call-up in a game against one of our biggest rivals at the MCG, it's absolutely fantastic. It's got a great nostalgic feel about it too, of course.
Hey, Steve, I saw him playing that NAB Challenge game against Essendon, and there were a few young Carlton guys play that day, and my initial impression was, you know, he looks good, but he's pretty slight physically, and he looked very young. So obviously that physical development comes over a period of time, but what are the natural attributes that allow him to compete at a senior level?
I think that's a fair observation, is that he's still got some growing to do, but he's also at the same time, Rowan, put on several kilos since that pre-season game. The attributes, it's a really good question, because in speaking with Josh Fraser after his first bag of four, Josh summed it up pretty well. I think he's the one with the time and space. You know, he's just got that bit of extra time, creates himself that bit of extra space. Some of the vernacular, he's got some tricks, but I think what that just simply means is that he's highly skilled. So with time and space and good skill, you know, physically he's got some growing to do, but we believe very much he's ready.
How's Dad been around the club? Because obviously he works in another area at the football club, but he's still there most days. Obviously he's been getting close to playing senior footy. How's Dad been all through that sort of period?
Dad's pretty laconic about it. He, you know, he's incredibly focused in terms of the task at hand in building our list. But when it comes to Jack, he's been, I don't know, he's spoken to Brendan a few times about his readiness and been somewhat involved in the conversation, but otherwise he's you know, he's left it up to Brendan and the coaches and taken something of a back seat. But look, I don't think there could be anything other than a sense of pride for Serge and Rita and for Stephen and Joe and the entire, well, really the entire Carlton community, because it is a great story for a third generation player to come through. And you know, they've been synonymous with Carlton over such a long time, so it's going to be a pretty special day.
In terms of his temperament, Steve, like, you know, carrying a famous name can often be a burden for a player to carry, but I suppose you get the feeling with Jack that he's not only sort of had his father's name in the public eye all the time, but his mum as well. Like, Joe's been a very public figure, so sort of having two parents who are in the public eye, I suspect he's quite used to the attention, and that he'll actually cope pretty well with that pressure.
No, I agree. I don't think there's much that's going to fuss him. The heart rate might go up a little bit, you know, leading into game time, but he's pretty relaxed. And look, I just little things. My office here overlooks the training area, the warm-up area in our training and admin facility. And so often over the last 6 months, I'll have seen Jack just on his own, walking around, kicking the ball to himself, you know, on days off, you know, in between drills, whatever. He's got the ball in the hand all the time. You know, that sort of image of, come on, let me at it.
Yeah.
So his attitude is first class. He's got those attributes we talked about. And, you know, as I say, it's going to be an exciting sort of prospect for Carlton people all around.
Hey, Stephen, just as the club, from a holistic point of view, obviously you've had some great wins, you've had some fantastic moments this season under Brendan Bolton. How's it going, membership, just the whole club, as we speak?
Well, the needle's moving in a number of different ways. And I think in retail they'd call it consumer sentiment. But what I mean by that is, yeah, the membership needle's moving. We're nudging 50, which is you know, nearly 10% up on last year. We feel like there's a lot of positivity in measurable ways right across the footy club. The thing that people measure most is the win-loss, of course, but a big part of our year as we reset was to grow, to get some growth into our list, to develop it, to ensure that there was a sense of unity right through. And the scoreboard obviously worked for us for 6 out of 7 weeks, which was again really exciting for everyone at Carlton because it's been a pretty rough ride. So we know we've still got an enormous amount of work in front of us, but the short answer to your question is that we feel like we're progressing.
Stephen Trigg has joined us, the Carlton CEO. You know that KB is taking credit for this, Stephen, don't you? that barbecue at the start of the year, he believes that that is the thing that just sparked this whole revival.
And his membership. I'm very happy for KB to take the credit. That's fine.
Just referring back to Maddie's question, that it's a hard thing to judge, but you get sort of a vibe around a club. And I've felt with Carlton for a long time now, and you guys have been aware of this, that it hasn't been a happy club in terms of the support base. There's been a lot of disaffection and dissatisfaction at how certain things have gone. I reckon this is the first year I can remember for a long time where Carlton supporters, to me, appear to be really jumping back on board, not just embracing the on-field improvement, but that feeling like it's really a club again. Now, I'm not sure how you judge those things, Steve, but do you get that sense as well?
Well, you can't. I know exactly what you're saying. There's a feel factor to that. And then there is actually some measurables, Rowan, and that is that the AFL will periodically serve up for the clubs this consumer sentiment. What are the members, the supporters thinking? Their connectedness to the club, their sense of the communication, the happiness with the team performance, a whole range of things. And that's the needle that I'm talking about that is moving, because we've been very consciously, very deliberately communicating, almost over-communicating, but certainly trying to be as communicative as we can be. We've worked really hard and continue to do it on within or sort of around that, creating a sense of belonging for members, supporters, past players, past board, families, etc. So, because it is, after all, a club. Yes, it's elite sport, but after all, it's a club. And so creating that sense of belonging is really vital to us. And I think if we come from that platform, Rowan, it is why you get that feel that we're moving. And look, I had that feeling at 04 and have been around footy clubs long enough to know that when, put it this way, the punters aren't happy, you know about it. But even at 04, a month into the season, the feedback, the anecdotal feedback, was really positive. That, hey, look, we know it's a long road, but we love the honesty, we love the communicative style, we love the fact that we're progressing. You know, Brendan and the communication's a breath of fresh air. So, look, that's probably, Ryan, why it leads to that feel. You can still get sat on your backside a bit in this game in terms of the scoreboard, but, you know, we've got some other things that we're heavily working on this year, as I say, in terms of growth, that are important to us in measuring our success.
Yeah, things are looking bright, Stephen, and it's going to be a big night again with Jack Silvani making his debut. You'll hear it live here on 11:16. Andy Maher, he'll enjoy that, no doubt. Rob Waters, Scotty Lucas, Brett Thomas and the team from 7:15 right here on 11:16 SEN. Steve, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, guys. And a call to arms briefly to all Carlton supporters, Carlton members. It is a big night, and I know that we're going to be inconvenienced by a car park that's closed for some. But secure parking, you've got really cheap parking through the city, and if we can get a bumper crowd for a big night for us, that would be just fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good on you. And also playing for the Richard Pratt Cup this weekend as well to raise awareness for prostate cancer. Kids 14 and under get into the game free. Just register through the club's website, carltonfc.com.au.